Breeze, hit 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie this morning for your Tuesday.
It is National Homelessness Week next week, kicking off Monday, the 5th of August. And we want to raise awareness because it's such an important issue. And obviously, knowing that our local community has the highest rate of homelessness, which we've been speaking about over the last couple of months, in regional Victoria. We want to raise as much awareness next week as possible. So before then, we thought we'd get the CEO of Beyond Housing on the show this morning. Celia, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Josiah and Ellie. It's great to be here.
Oh, now, National Homelessness Week, right?
Yeah, I get confused.
There's lots of S's in there. Tell us a bit about it. What exactly are we hoping to achieve from this week?
Sure. National Homelessness Week is about raising awareness for homeless people across the country. It's a national campaign. And as Josiah said, you know, Shepparton has the highest rate of homelessness in regional Victoria, mm-hmm. So it's important for us to be part of it.
Shepparton alone has the highest, but the towns surrounding and everyone that is listening that are from other towns, We have some of the highest rate, not just in Shepparton, the towns surrounding as well. We've spoken about it a bit before, but what in that week, next week, homelessness week, what can we do during that week to help end homelessness?
Sure. What we like to talk about is there are, I think, four key things that we can do to combat homelessness. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to focus on just one, but I think if what we need is all four combined. So as we've said before, first and foremost, safe, secure and affordable long-term housing. You can't solve homelessness without housing. So that's really important and that's the first thing.
Which is what we try to bang on about a fair bit because food, blankets, whatever it is, we love it when people do that and it's such an important thing to have that. However, if we want to end homelessness, we need roofs above our head and that's why Beyond Housing is so important.
That's right, we do. We need roofs above people's heads and we need a variety of different roofs to suit a variety of different people and their households. The second thing that we need, and this is where community can really play a part, is that we need to lobby government to, I guess, to challenge the structural causes of homelessness. And these are some of the things that people don't often think about, but they're really important. So government policy will impact on whether or not people stay homeless or become homeless. Government policies around unemployment, poverty, lack of housing and taxation policy, and some of the, associated policies. When we change policy around mental health, family violence, New Start allowance. You'll hear there's a lot of campaigning at the moment to raise New Start. Those associated government policies also have a structural impact on whether or not people become homeless.
I was going to say, so for someone, you know, like me or Josiah, you know, walking down the street, just an everyday person, trying to lobby the government and try and change structural problems like that, how exactly can we do that? Is it just a matter of asking the government and pressuring them? You know, like you just feel so powerless just being a normal person.
Absolutely. And I think that's why that's one of the hardest ones to combat is because as an individual, you feel almost it's impossible. But what we can do is when we vote, think about who we're voting for, and I make no claims about who that should be. That's an individual choice and it's really personal. But if this is something that's important to you, then you need to look at the policies of each of the main parties and say, who's going to do the best for me in this situation? The other thing's our local government. We can challenge our local government. What are you doing? Now, housing and homelessness is not necessarily a local government's remit, but there are things that local government can do and should do. And it's important, again, when you're voting in council elections to think about that. I guess then also there's organisations that you can join, campaigns that you can join, like National Homelessness Week, Anti-Poverty Week and those sorts of things to send a message, a really clear message to government about what's important.
And getting this conversation going, like we're having a discussion now. If you're listening, you're on your way to school or work, make sure you have this talk about it so everyone's aware. Can I ask, I was in Melbourne over the weekend and you do see homeless everywhere around the CBD and whatnot. Why has it crept up to the Goulburn Valley and why do we have such a bad homeless problem up here?
I think first and foremost, lack of safe, secure, affordable housing. And then, as I said, some of those structural things, like if you don't have the income to pay the rent, there's always this myth that homeless people are homeless because they've chosen not to pay the rent. When we do an affordability study on what the properties are that are available in the private rental market and how many of those are actually affordable for someone on Newstart, it's very, very few, very few. So that's why the problem's increasing. But then additional things like the most common reason for someone accessing our service is financial. If you can't pay the rent, you can't afford the properties that are available. and the fact that it's a highly competitive rental market. Mm. There might be 20 properties a day in the paper for rent, but there might be 40 people applying for each one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I got a friend who who's moving from Kai to Shep. And for months, they kept rocking up just to try and get a place. It was 40-plus people rocking up to every inspection. How do you get a place like that?
How do you get a place when it's like that, particularly if your income is limited, perhaps your presentation is not so great, perhaps you might have other factors going on for you at the same time? How do you put your best foot forward?
Mm.
Yeah. The other thing that we say is really important is that prevention and early intervention is key. Mm. It actually costs less to keep someone in a property they're already in than to allow them to become homeless and then work to try and get them back in. Yeah. So prevention and early intervention is really important. Support people to maintain their housing, building their life skills and community connections really important. And then finally, Josiah, you touched on this, the harm minimisation stuff is also important, but we need to be aware of what it does and doesn't do. Harm minimisation, such as blankets, food, swags, they're great things. It's about keeping someone safe.
Mm.
Safe and alive until we can find a house for them.
Yeah, but it's a quick fix, you know. We were saying this earlier. You give someone a blanket and you feel good about yourself and you think, cool, I've combated homelessness. Yeah. But really, when you take into account all those other steps that you mentioned that come before that, before it even gets to that stage, it's kind of like, all right, well, there's more that we could be doing and we should be doing.
Yeah, and I think definitely focusing on the prevention and early intervention. Housing itself is expensive and it takes time to build. So sometimes that problem can seem almost too difficult. But if we can intervene early, work with young people in schools, intervene when families are at risk, and that's, you know, when they're talking to a counsellor or a doctor or, you know, someone, one of their friends, and they're talking about struggling, if we can prevent homelessness before it happens, it's cheaper and it's better for that family and the individual.
Well, that's why places like the Shep Youth Foyer are so incredible. And I genuinely think after visiting what they do there, and I know you guys team up with them as well, is so obviously it's a place where the youth go and they take them off the streets, the youth that are in risk of becoming homelessness. I have a lot of hope after seeing places like that for our next generation. So I feel like in the future, if we keep having places like that, we could be in for a brighter future, but we need more of that now.
Absolutely. And the Youth Foyer is a great example of early intervention and prevention, and that's fantastic. There are some young people, however, though, that for whatever reason aren't eligible for the foyer, and we don't want them to slip through the cracks either. Mm. We want them to feel supported and we want us to intervene early. There's some great organisations locally who work specifically with young people and they do a terrific job. But if there's no home for them to move into, we're limited in what we can achieve.
Mm.
So the most important thing, I think, is if somebody's at risk or they're concerned about their housing, is to contact Beyond Housing as the primary entry point for homelessness. Rumbalara is also an entry point for Aboriginal people in Shepparton. And Vincent Care is an entry point for women and children escaping violence. But if you're homeless or at risk, there is a 1800 number, 1-800-825-955. 24 hours a day.
Awesome.
Lovely.
And if you want more details or to donate and you do want to help end homelessness for National Homeless Week, that starts next Monday, beyondhousing.org.au, you guys send those funds into putting people under roofs, which does get them off the streets, which is incredible. Cecilia, thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.